Blog Talk Radio.
Because you rely on me, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Continue the study of the science of eugenics with a book I wrote. And this book I wrote came through an intense study through study group that was started by Kahane Yehoshabi. And you and your children was a part of that beginning of that study group. You and your children was there to, and wife was there to, your whole family was there at the beginning. And we're going to go through something that what we learned with that study group and the books that we have and the research that we've done, that's what we're going to go through today. The way that we studied, we had the five W's, which was who, what, when, how, why, and where, and when. We went in a chronological order, And we use etymology, which is the study of the origin of the word, meaning that in this Bible, it was a book called the King James Revised Version of the Bible that was written in 18, was released in 1881. And this book is is the National Bible of America. And America's teaching on religion on the angelic gospel Christian epistle teaching of the high church, low church, and the broad church. This book tells a story of two nations of people, and ain't nobody that look like me and you is them. We're going to study, because in that book you have some instructions, and the same people that wrote that book, Brother Drew, in 2020, they wrote another book that's 527 years old, that's older than the 1881 of what they put their story in. These people rule the world as we speak now. And who wrote this book was the Zionists. And the number one government of the world is Zionism. And very few people know anything about them and the history that we was fitting to go over, because they said that in their book, they said that only 144,000 people would understand what is written in this book. And we are long ass ways from that number, because for the simple reason the people has been genocided to the point where they can't stand what was written in this book and rules and orders that was written in this book at a certain period of time. Certain people, if you had them studied a certain knowledge, would understand what was written in this book. This book called the King James Bible was called the Forbidden Book for 350 years. It was written by William Shakespeare Tilton, who they killed him for writing, for the simple reason in this language that we speak in. This language that we speak in is not English. It is hybrid German, which is the same language of the Martians who live on the fourth planet that invaded Japheth's children 50,000 years ago, turned them into subhumans, and now they rule the world of all colored people, which was the original people called the Anunnakians. But through mixing their seed with them and giving them Babel, which if you're not speaking the original language of the 19th galaxy from which we come from, and you speak in Babel, the original language where we come from, called Yala Kodash, means language in that language. We know for a fact that this language is the original language, because it's the oldest language in the world. And if you go back into the Bible clearly will tell you at the 11th chapter of Genesis that everybody spoke the same language in the world. Everybody was up and spoke the same tongue. See, the Bible got a unique story in there. You just got to know how to break the story down. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to tell the story that's written in this book. It tells you at the 11th chapter that everybody spoke the language. So we went and researched what was the language. The language is called Yala Kodash. And to make sure that this language was pure is because of it was written up under the number 19. And 1 and 9 is made the same way in every language. I don't give a damn what language you speak. 1 and 9 has the same symbol in all language, meaning that we came from the 19th galaxy. And this language is coded also that if we were to add 1 and 9 together, we would get 10. The 10th sign and symbol in this language is YAH. H is Yah. So we make no mistake on the language, because the language put up under a numbering system, a mathematically numbering system, to the point where this number here, 1 and 9, is in every language the same way. I find it very interesting when we go, when we're checking this story out. It's made the same way, so we would never forget that we came from the 19th galaxy. We didn't come from the fourth planet. This is the 12th galaxy that we live in, and we live on the 9th planet in this galaxy. And the 4th planet, which was Mars, invaded the 9th planet 50,000 years ago, and where they invaded was the northern hemisphere. And the reason they invaded the northern hemisphere, because when they came into this hemisphere, they was reptilian, so they had to have a place that was awful cold to even exist when they came into existence. The people that live in the northern hemispheres, and when we break the earth down, we see there's four hemispheres, north, south, east, and west. The western hemisphere is separated by the great waters from the east, the south, and the northern hemisphere. And when we keep everything Masonic, like we was given an order in the protocol of the learned elders of Zion, to keep everything Masonic. That was the order that they gave us when we were studying this history. In order for us to be able to study this history, we had to keep it in a chronological order, how they say we're supposed to do this shit. And that's what Kohen and I did. It says that in the Masonic Lodge, it tells you that the people that lived in the north, there was no warden in the north. That's where the demons was from. The people that lived in the north country was Japheth's children. This is Magog, Gog, Tubal. Go to the 10th chapter of Genesis and tell you who Japheth's children was that lived in the northern hemisphere. They give us another code in the Bible during working this history. They say that it would come into what happened to these people in the northern hemisphere. They became subhuman beings, and the language that we speak is Martian of the subhuman being. They tried to keep this language from coming into existence. But in 1881, America sued the Pope that this Bible and this language was going to be the national God of, and the language of that Bible, which you only find in this language in that Bible, was going to be their national language. Well, the Roman Catholic Church called them the Antichrist at that time period when they did that. They called them the Antichrist. Now, in this book, it tells you you had to renew your mind because we had been given some deceptive intelligence about who had conquered us. This Bible tells you that at a certain period in time in history that Magog and Gog had conquered and enslaved some children of Abraham. So when we go back into the books and we look and see who these children is, then we can see that in 1555, John Hawkins, a Presbyterian minister who was a captain for the slave ship that the Stuarts owned, which later became Windsor, that's the Queen. That's who runs England today. They were Stuarts before they were Windsors, when we go and check their history out. Brought these slaves into the New World in 1555, and their history started at Jamestown, Virginia, where Beaufort was the governor up there. They wrote down in history that from 1555 to 1619, these people was Mennonites. But in 64 years, it wasn't a slang of Mennonite living that had pure blood because they had mixed their seed. The women had been raped and conquered and captured by the Anglo-Saxon, Magog and Gog, and the people that lived in the Western Hemisphere, which was the Creek Nation of people, the Algonquin Nation of people, and Olmec, which was the largest tribe of people over here, the Aztec, the Indian, Incas, and the Maya. These nation of people is the six nation of people that lived in the Western Hemisphere. What is called the United States, this was born to the Creek Nation, and most people that look like me and you come out of that nation, but they've been hoodwinked and cable-told to believe that they were the African American. There wasn't no Africans over here. As you call them Africans, well, I call them a Mennonite, is what their name is, over here after 64 years because they had bred with the people over here, which the people that was in control call them half-breeds. And we done already did a lecture on the different beautiful names that they that they called us, Brother Drew, and renamed through the mixing of the seed of these Mennonites, these 175 Mennonites that came over here. All of them was dead. They had children, but all of the original ones was worked to death because the slave couldn't, they found out that a slave that came from the land of Ham could live 7 years in the cane field where the people call them indented servants, there are people who could only live 1 or 2 years. And the first slaves over here was the Creek Nation of people in a nation out of that called the Comanches, and they found out that they wasn't going to work, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
they couldn't get nobody from the Comanche nation, which most of the Comanches was in this area. Most of the people was Comanches. Tribe was one of the biggest tribes that was in the Creek Nation of people. And they weren't going to work. They were the first one to conquer them and the Choctaw. The Choctaw was the one that sold out and would work, but the Comanches, they weren't going to work. So they started bringing indented servants over here, white people, and then they did an experiment and found out that the people that came from what they was calling Africa at that time, but the land of Ham, could live 7 years in the cane field. They could get from 5 to 7 years out of these people. So they brought these people over here and mixed them with the indigenous servants that was over here, and some of them run away and got conquered by the Creek Nation because they never signed in. And the Comanches and the Arapahoes and the Apaches was the biggest slave owners over here out of the Creek Nation of people. They owned many a slave ran off and they conquered and captured them and lived with the Comanches and the Creek Nation. That's how the mixing of the blood of these Mennonites got mixed into what percentage now is almost down near zero. Of the nation of people, but when we mixed our seed with the Anglo-Saxons, then you have a mixture of in our people and the people that you see walking around now, you'll see that they'll have one-third Anglo-Saxon, one-third in this and that. Each have this blood in them. If they go get their damn DNA check, you'll go and see that you got Scottish and Irish blood in you. You've got a certain little bitty percent there. You'll see that. Well, this is what is called the mixing of the seed. The renewal of the mind is what plays the key factor, is because that you had to realize, according to this Bible, at a certain time, you had to realize who the subhuman was that had conquered you and had educated you in their ways and their knowledge. You had to realize this at a certain period of time. This is the period of time that you had to realize this, because it took 400 years to completely genocide, and then from 1555 to now would be 460 years. So we are 60 years out of some people like us would come up as mutations, according to this book, Bible, and that we would know the story. We would be able to explain the story like we're explaining it now. We would be able to see that if we had studied to show ourselves approved, and we had to do an extensive study, and the key was the language. It tells you that when they give you a key in the Bible, when they tell you who the children of Ham, Shem, and Japheth was, they'll say when they ended it, according to their nation and according to their tongue and according to their landmass where they come from. This is one of the keys that the Zionist Jews put in the Bible for us to recognize. See, the key in the Masonic Lodge closes knowledge and it opens up knowledge. So the knowledge been closed to us. Now we are turning that goddamn key, Brother Drew, and opening up the knowledge that has been a secret to us only for one simple reason. And we're going to go back and see in a chronological order how come we didn't know this knowledge until now. that we could explain it. It's because in 1870, this is when the children of God said it was all right for you to worship their God. And the reason they said that it was all right for you to worship their God that had brought you into slavery was because that God would G-U-A-R-D, guard you for 400 years, and that we would educate you, and this God that guards you, you would be totally genocide. And the way that this God would guard you, we would make a believer out of you, and we would make you love what we made you believe through teaching you our God to guard you, and through faith and hope that we will conquer you and completely genocide you in 2020 as they done already done. Only 1/10 of us know this knowledge, can understand or even comprehend this knowledge. They knew that they had conquered your mind with deceptive intelligence. Although you read a book that the Jews let come out in 1881, the Zionists did, and also Sir Walter Gault, Science of Eugenics, was also released in 1881. These two books was released 8 years before the Grand Sanhedrin met in 1889. And everything's on the numbering system. This is what the protocol of the Learned Elders are, to keep everything Mason. So the Masonic order that we're going in is the Rosicrucians, which is their Lord. We're going to go up under their signs and symbols, and the people that conquered you, they're in the lodge called the Scottish Rite Masons and the Duncan Masons. The Duncan Masons is the one that has conquered, really did the beautiful job on somebody that looked like us, by making you a Democrat in 1970, and over 99% of the people that look like me and you that call themselves African American are Democrats. Tells you all of this about how they were going to do that. We're going to go over the story. Now, the definition of believe is to accept something as truth as an opinion. Love is an intense feeling of deep affection until you say to him that, Maza, I'm a black Gentile, and you feel a deep romantic attachment to someone. That's what love means. And you love him so to you call yourself a black Gentile. That's a Christian. And if I ask you what your name is, you're going to tell me you him. You're going to give me a white man's name of Magog and God, one of the children of God. This Bible tell you that you was going to do this. Well, you're doing it. And you're doing it because he's taught you faith and hope. Faith is complete trust and confidence in someone or something, strong belief in God and his doctrine of a religious based on spiritual rather than proof. That's what faith is. That's a definition. I'm reading definitions. You go. Hope is a feeling and desire for a certain thing to happen that don't ever happen. We understand that now, but this is what the religious belief that's been taught to you that identifies you because you believe in a God. Now, God is a Germanic word, and when you ask yourself, and you can go Google this, you ask yourself a question, what was God's name before it was God, and what year did the people from hell start believing in gods? And you see that in the 5th century that the Pope changed the word Gudum, which they was calling the creator that believed in all of this bullshit they believe in, Druidism, what it was, Booty. But I don't give a damn who you look fine that look like me and you. Don't they believe in God? And then they'll put an adjective on their name. I'm a black Muslim. I believe right. in God. I'm a black Hebrew Israelite. I believe in God. I'm a black Gentile. I believe in God. So if we go back into history to 1555, here's what we're going to find. We're going to find that the Ashanti tribe, whose God was Ifa, sold Abraham and Keturah's children into slavery to John Hawkins, to Allah, to the Muslims. Allah didn't break up the families, Brother Drew. Allah kept the families together. They would never sell the slave and break up families. Not Allah. But Allah sold to the stewards 175 Mennonite slaves, sold them to Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ, Brother Drew, didn't have enough money to bring the slaves to the new world, so they had to borrow money from Yahweh, the Jews of Spain. Now, I find it simply amazing in 2020, the African American who came into existence in 1970 when they put it on the census, you change your name from a Negro that was a colored person to African American, you hate everything about slavery, but you worship the gods that brought you into slavery. Do you worship Allah? Call yourself a black Muslim. You worship Jesus? Call yourself a black Gentile. You worship the Jewish God and call yourself a black Hebrew Israelite. And you ain't him. Because the Bible is wrote up on the two nations of people, Yehuda and Yacharal. In this language, it's Judah and Israel, and they was a kingdom. Judah had 20 kings, wicked as hell. Israel had 19 kings, wicked as hell. This is what it's called in the Old Testament, the story of them, which comes out of a book called Torah and Tanakh, the first 39 books of the Bible, is about these two nations of people, and you ain't them. But you claim to be him, and you worship their gods. Now, in 1870, something happened. The Duncan Masons lost the war to the Scottish Rite Masons, and 1870, they dilemma for 9 years, 7 years, perfect number, and then they come up with a treaty that they made with each other of what they was going to do with the ex-slave, and they said that we were going to call him an emancipated slave with certain rights and certain conditions. Well, the only Bible that you knew in that period of day and time, Brother Drew, was a slave Bible that old Master had give you. Old Master say, the only way you can be an emancipated slave is you had to take a Christian name. That's why you got your Christian name. And Jesus said it's all right for you to worship him, but it was up under a condition. You still with me, Brother Drew? Brother Drew?
Yeah, we're still on.
Doctor, stay with me.
Yeah, it take a second for me to unmute it.
Say that we had a certain condition of worshiping Jesus. We say we're going to make you Methodist, but you can't be Christian Methodist Episcopal. You have to be colored Methodist Episcopal or African-American, African Methodist Episcopal. You can't be First Baptist. You have to be Second Baptist, and we was going to put you up on our doctrine. Now, in 1870, and now damn slave can read this language. Couldn't even comprehend and can't comprehend it now. Shit, reading is comprehension. We know that. Excuse me. We know that it's only a 1/10 of us that can tell this story that's written in this book. This story that I'm telling right now. So in 1870, they decided what they was going to educate you in and what they was going to give you, and knew that they had put you up in the knowledge of their Masonic order called Three Ruffins, because the Scottish Rite Masons, which the great seal of the United States of America, let us know who it was. We know that the first American was John Hancock. He was the Grand Poutine of the 72 Masons that wrote the Declaration of Independence and started this country called America. We know that for a fact. They was governors of the 13 colonies. They was the aristocrats, and they enlarged number one, and enlarged number one is still here. So we're going in a chronological order, so we ain't make no damn mistakes. So when this happened, Brother Drew, you can clearly see what happened to us. Could nobody read this book that they believe in? Nobody took the time out to say, you believe in God. God was given to you. No such thing as a God. But you can't make nobody look like me and you say it ain't a God. They believe in gods. So you can see where this Bible say only 144,000 would come out. You call yourself a black Muslim, black Gentile, or black Hebrew Israelite, first thing come out of your mouth is God. In 2020, you are, especially with this pandemic that they created, that they said that they were going to create, to break God, you should have common sense to know that God ain't about shit. Because if God was so bad and so powerful, how did the Lord shit all of goddamn God's house down? The Kaaba ain't never been shut down since it's been open 6,000 years. Baseline ain't never been set down since it's been open. The first century, the Christian church. But they set their ass down now. Because in Isaiah 43, it clearly tell you that the Lord was here before any God was formed. Well, what's the definition of God? What's the definition of Lord? The definition of Lord is a goddamn overseer. That's a landowner, meaning that that's somebody that's an aristocrat that rules the world over all the gods. So my question to anybody that believed in God in 2020, tell me who this Lord is that shut your ass down and got your ass shut down now, but they said they're going to open it up and let you come in because they want to do a little more killing, Brother Drew, because they know that they can depopulate, especially the black person, by opening up God's church. for worship.
Right.
And they ain't even looked at this shit done mutated to 10 different strands now, meaning it might attack any part of your goddamn body if you got a weak immune system. But they open, gradually open them up, you know, so you fussing and all on the radio talking about, you're doing it to yourself. You genocide your whole self by believing in God. Believing God gonna bail you out and God don't have, and all you hear the niggas saying is, stay prayed up, who you praying to? In 2020, you ought to know that ain't a damn thing that you've been praying for 149 years that you've been knowing Jesus. You've been praying, lifting up every voice and saying, we shall overcome, and your ass ain't overcome yet. And tell me what God hear you. Allah don't hear your ass. Yahweh don't hear your ass. And Jesus damn sure don't hear your ass when you're praying. But if you look in your book, they told you that this story of these ignorant-ass race of people, they say it would be a nation of people that would be totally zip goddamn fools. The Bible tell you that. The Quran tell you that. The Torah and the Tanakh, all three of them God's books, tell you that it would be a nation of people in the new world at a certain period of time would be zip goddamn fools because they believe in gods. Well, damn, Brother Drew, we just so happen to be born to see these zip goddamn fools as we speak. And all of their books, Brother Drew, that they ain't read, that they claim they are Muslim, they know the Quran, they claim they Hebrew Israelites, they know the Torah and the Prophet, they claim they Christian, they know the Old Testament and the New Testament, and this book will talk real bad about your goat smelling ass if you believe in God. Point blank. And they say they told you in the book they had somebody coming to you talking plenty hard in a language that your ass understand. And you understand this language that I'm talking in now. You understand it. But you done got so prim and proper. Oh, that's not the proper way to speak. Oh, he said something that was bad. I'm speaking in this tongue, in this language. You can't find no vulgar words in no damn language but this language that you call proper English. Especially you Negroes with them doctor's degrees and summa cum laude and magna cum laude, boule ass niggas. We in the condition because of these people. Your Bible tell you that. What do the Bible say in Jeremiah about a preacher? You don't see no preacher, Brother Drew, preaching out of the book of Jeremiah. I asked, man, that's how come y'all don't preach out the book of Jeremiah? And Jeremiah is the only preacher in this Bible. That's unique. The King James Bible, they put one preacher in there, Jeremiah. And Yeribah talked bad about a preacher, especially the present day preacher. Yeah, because one of the great things that they taught you to believe in is tithing, 10% of your earning. And if you was to do this through hope and through faith, that you would get a blessing. And then when we go look up the word blessing, you go Google the word blessing. See, that's the key to when we study by origin of the word, we go find the definition out of it. That's what Cole and I did and our study group did. Then you get an overstanding of the word. Blessing means blood that's been sprinkled on a pagan altar, on a pagan altar over your head. And then you can't. If you sneeze, you hit a Christian. Bless you. You cough.
Bless you.
They don't even know what they're saying, Brother Drew. Just like they don't even know what they're saying when they say amen. They didn't look up what amen means. And you see them hollering amen in the church. Amen everywhere. Amen, brother. Amen, sister. This book, both books said that there would be a nation of people that was totally ignorant. Now we know who it is. It's the African American that worship these three gods. Because in the book of Revelation, it tells you that it was that Magog and Gog had conquered the world. But you believe in him. And if you go in the sixth chapter of Genesis, it'll tell you that the gods came out of the heavens, the Shamayim in the Torah, to not the heavens in this language, and bred with the children of Japheth. They had daughters. Well, what you dealing with now, you dealing with the children of these gods. And you ain't got sense enough to know that. And then you ain't got sense enough to know there was 12 tribes of these people. Genesis 10 tells you all of Magog, all of Japheth's children. If you go in there, you'll see Ashkenazah, Gomer, who was the first son of Japheth. His son was named Ashkenazah. They didn't live in the Caucasus Mountain when you go study that history. This is who you call the present-day Jews. They don't call themselves Jews. You call them Jews in this language. You speak in their language, they're going to say they're Yehuda. They ain't going to say they Jews, Brother Drew. They're going to say that I'm Yehuda. I'm Yahshua. They ain't going to say for this, because when you say they're a Jew, you ain't calling their name right. That's deceptive intelligence that made our God, the Anglo-Saxon, done given you. That's who changed his name to America 243 years ago. See, everything in the chronological order, Brother Drew, we ask ourselves a question. Now, when we go in this Bible, Cole and I, we ask ourselves some questions. And so this is what this book that I have, that I wrote with these 120 questions to ask the preacher that he can't answer. The first question was, what was Christianity called before it was called Christianity? It was called Christendom. Then we ask ourselves a question. What nation of people started Christianity? You would see it would be the Romans. What was the language of the Romans? It was Latin. What original name of the Christian God that we call Jesus Christ? His name was Jesus Krishna. Now that's a compound word, Brother Drew. Krishna is a title. Jesus, the first name. So when we ask ourselves, who is Jesus? He was the god of the Druids in Western Rome during the days of Constantine. Then we ask ourselves another question. What part of Rome worshipped the god of Jesus in the days of Constantine? The Western Rome, where the Germanic race of people lived. What part of Rome worshipped the god of Krishna in the days of Constantine? Eastern Rome, where the original Hindu lived. So Krishna is a black god, and Jesus is the white folks' god of the Druids. Now let's see what happened. Let's ask ourselves what happened. Jesus was translated from Greek and spelled I-E-S-U-S, translated from Greek to this language that we speak to J-E-S-U-S. So we know that Jesus' first name was Jesus. Where somebody been goddamn lying to you that it was Yahweh. Man's damn name. His name was Jesus. Krishna was translated to Greek as Christo and translated from Christo to this language we speak, Christ. So Christ is Krishna, meaning that Christ is a black god and Jesus is a white god, and you say that you worship Jesus Christ. That's amazing, ain't it? You worship a black god and a white god when you say I'm a Christian. When you say I'm a Christian, you're saying I'm worshiping a black god and a white god. How did this happen? Well, what happened in the 3rd century that these two gods become one god? Well, Constantine declared both gods equal, and the new god of both East and South, or Western, Rome would be called Jesus Krishna, and that he would be in charge, the high priest, of Jesus Christian, and his title would be the Promus Maximus, which is the high priest of Mithraism, which Mithraism is Hinduism, the black people's god at that day and period and time. And the head of the Roman Catholic Church became the Promus Maximus. He's still the Promus Maximus. We got deceptive intelligence that he was the Pope. But his title is Promus Maximus. Who was the last high priest of Mithraism? Was Constantine. So in Christianity, you worship a god that put together by Constantine. And from that century into the 12th century, which was over 400 years, was called the medieval time period in the history of the church. Medieval. This is where Christianity came out of, the medieval time period of the church. Now we asked ourselves a question. How many masses was there in Mithraism? It was 49. How many masses were there in Christianity? It's 49. All Christian holidays and feasts and beliefs is the same as the ancient religion Mithraism. Then we ask ourselves a question. What is the name of the original Christian Bible? It was the Vulgate. It was the Vulgate. And once it left out of the teaching of the Vulgate, the Roman Catholic Church said when the Wycliffe Bible comes, That's the Antichrist Bible. That ain't our teaching. Because they took the masses out. And that's the incorrect teaching of Jesus Krishna. But somebody put it up under a different name and call it Protestant. And so we have to go and see what happened when the East and Western Church split from each other. How did it get that in 2020 there are 57 different Christian Bibles, Brother Drew? 90,000 different Christian denominations. Meaning sex that teach Jesus Christ's teaching, and don't now one of them agree up on each other, up under two creeds, the Apostolic Creed and the Nicene Creed and the Tertullian Creed, as we speak. Crazy, ain't it, Brother Drew? And so when we...
Right.
So in order for you to be able to teach this knowledge of Jesus the Christ, you have to have a degree in theology. Theology is the study of Greek gods. So this shit about Jesus is a Hebrew and all of that stuff, he wasn't that. He wasn't that. Not Jesus the Christ. And
right.
They pull a twist on you in the Bible, because my next question will be, how many Jesuses is in the Bible? Well, it's three Jesus in the Bible. First Jesus was Jesus the Nazarene. The second Jesus was Bar Jesus. Bar in the language means son of Jesus, which would be Jesus. And then 275 years after this Jesus of Nazareth was crucified, here comes Jesus Christ, bought on the scene by a man called Apollonius of Tyana, and in his name, language they call him Paul, up on the Paulinian teaching. Well, it's very unique because the Bible just busted the shit out of Paulinian teaching versus the Nazarene teaching. And I guess we're going to have to go into that next week, because I see that clock is coming of this story. So we're going to pick up this story next week with the two Jesus, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Nazarene versus Jesus the Christ. See,
all
now,
right.
Jesus, yeah, see, Jesus the Naz, as Doc Ben called him. His sign was the fish. Jesus the Christ, his sign is the cross. And so we're going to study what the difference in the teaching, so you understand how the good white folks done genocide you up under the name of Jesus the Christ and God. In a religion that only got started 4,000 years ago. Nobody knew nothing about religion to 4,000 years ago in the land of Shem in the Eastern Hemisphere with his people, which is Hinduism. All religion is Hinduism. Ain't no religion that ain't Hinduism. Of all the religions on the world today, they Hinduism. Shema Yahawada, Yah Aben Yah Ikah. Kamariya, until next week, Brother Drew.
Kamariya.